Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Amen. You know, this morning, and I'm not going to turn there for the sake of time, don't have to read all those scriptures again, but even though they're very good, about Matthew 16, where the Pharisees and Sadducees were, you know, interpreting what was going on in the natural world, and they was asking Jesus a question, but he just responded in relation to spiritual things and not natural things. He said, you need to discern and understand the signs of the times and what's going on right now. So we need to understand what's going on right now. So God is moving, but at the same time, we've got a real devil that's trying to put out the eyes of the church. But I'm here to tell you, the church is going to arise again. I was in prayer. The Spirit of God intercession came on me last Thursday night in Branson, Missouri. That's Thursday morning in Branson, Missouri, I believe it was. And we were praying as a group there because the Lord had led us along these lines. But in that time of prayer, suddenly, the Lord reminded me of Samson. You know, Samson laid in Delilah's lap too long. Isn't that right? Well, the church had been laying, the Lord showed me in prayer, the church has been laying in the lap of the world too long. But he also showed me that even as Samson was taken captive because of his disobedience, the devil took advantage of him, put his eyes out, and they made mockery and made fun of him. But in the process of him falling, he realized that I've made a mistake, and he started to repenting, which is an ugly word today, but he started to repenting, and his hair started growing back out, and they were mocking him and making fun of him in the temple there. In front of all the people, and he told the little boy that was leading him around, he said, take me to the pillars of the temple so that God could be with me. And he prophesied his own death. Don't prophesy your death, prophesy your victory. He said, I am going to do something. And he bowed himself together with the power and might of the Holy Ghost. And he called on his God who resurrected his strength and ability. And he bowed himself together with all his might. And he wrapped his hands around the pillars that held up that temple. And suddenly the power of God came and the temple come crumbling down. Of course, it killed him in the process. But he killed more people and more enemies in that one event than he did his entire life. Life up to that time, according to the Bible, I'm here to tell you the church is going to do it again. Before we go out of here, the church is going to do it again. We're going to arise in glory, and the devil is not going to win. But we need to understand the signs of the times and the times that we live in. There is a cloud of oppression across this land. That's not doubt and unbelief, but it's just a cloud of oppression. But where we want to get involved is we do not want that oppression and darkness to dominate and dictate the circumstances of our life. We want to dominate darkness and bring light in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If anybody knew anything about that, it was the Apostle Paul. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He knew some things about it. Jesus knew some things about it. I know a few things about it. You know some things about it. And we're going to walk in victory. The devil is defeated. How fast, if you was here this morning, you should not fail this test. How fast did Satan travel from heaven? He traveled at 186,000 miles per second. How quick is that in country talk? Too late, done gone. It was not a big deal. When Satan rebelled against God, we think that it was a big deal, that God almost lost the battle, that God almost had to say, well, you can have it, just take over, I'm going to sit down. But that's not the way it happened, ladies and gentlemen. When God heard about what the devil and one-third of the angels did, I believe he said, bring him here. And when he got in thumping distance, he just reached out and thumped him. And he traveled at the speed of light. How do we know? Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And I'm here to tell you, the devil has been defeated. Legally, scripturally, Jesus defeated Satan. But experientially, you may not be experiencing that in your life. To experience Satan's defeat in your life, you have got to use your authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and you have got to bind the devil. All the Apostle Paul encountered the powers of darkness. In fact, you remember we got in a revival around here. I don't know which way the church was turned in, but remember we got in a revival around here. Remember, it was about 30 days or something. Remember, we had a lengthy period a while back, or it's been years now. But I remember over here in Livonia, that was just, I don't know if that's the night you got stuck to the floor. Remember, your shoulder was stuck. Anybody remember that floor sticking service? Don't make me do it again. My God, no, I didn't do it to start with. But I'm telling you, we had a floor sticking service. And God began to move, and the Holy Ghost began to fall, and we had breakthroughs. But I remember going to bed in the Holy Ghost. You know, you can go to bed in the Holy Ghost just like you can go to bed in the flesh. I went to bed in the Holy Ghost in the hotel room over here in Livonia. About 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, suddenly this voice woke me up in the hotel room. And this is what it said. It says, a great door and effectual had been opened unto you, but there are many adversaries. He said, a great door and effectual had been opened unto you, but there are many adversaries. And this voice just kept going on, and I lay so still reverently, because it took me a while, because I didn't know if I was dreaming, and I'm not one given to a lot of dreams, you know, but I didn't know if I was dreaming or what was going on, but it just kept on until it got so loud. And of course, it was the voice of the Holy Ghost speaking to me, and to me, it was audible. Now, had you been in that room, you might not have heard it in an audible way, but it was audible to me, almost like somebody was broadcasting it on a loudspeaker. Amen. Said, a great door and effectual had been opened unto you, but there are many adversaries. A great door and effectual had been opened unto you, but there are many adversaries. I'm here to tell you, God said, there's a great door and effectual open to you. There are many adversaries. And if God says the door is open, I'm walking through it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to prophesy to you. I sent in my spirit down to my toenails, to the top of my head, to the chin of my chinny chin chin, that there's a door open right now in the realm of the spirit, and we've got to walk in it. We've got to take this thing. There's a great door and effectual. Yes, we got the enemy around. There's adversaries around, but the devil is not going to win. This church right here, this house right here, is not filled with quitters. Don't make me come back there. I'm telling you, this church is not filled with quitters. We're going on, and we're just getting started. We're not going to stop right here. Don't make me come. I said, we're not going to stop right there. We're not going to stop. We're going after this county. God set this church in the center of this county for a reason. And we're not going to let that vision slip. There used to be a map around here somewhere. It's in the back. Is that in the room back there? Yeah. We're going after this thing. Yeah, and what's happened is, see, some of the rulers of the darkness of this world have tried to slip back in. And they've tried to camp out. And they've tried to shut down. They tried to stalemate you. They try to put a ceiling on you. Remember when you used to preach us all this stuff? Ceiling on you and say, you're not going any further. What you're going to do is you're going to kick yourself in the rear end tonight, and you're going to get back up, and you're going to pull yourself up, and you're going on in the name of Jesus. There is no devil that can stop this house from doing God's will. There's no devil. Listen, there's no devil can stop Apostle David either. Don't make me come over there either. I'm telling you, there's no devil. There's not. The only way he can stop us, if we allow him to. That's what we've been taught, and that's what we've been trained. The truth is, yes, there is a devil. Yes, he does bring oppression, but yes, he will not win. We will have the victory every single time. Great door and effectual have been opened to you. That went on for 1.5 to 2 hours. And it was so sacred to me. I just basked in the presence of God. The Holy Ghost was everywhere. But I didn't know what this voice was or what it meant in a sense. But I did know that if it was God, it would be somewhere in the Bible. Turn to 1 Corinthians, I believe it is 16. We'll come back here if we get here. 1 Corinthians 16. The Holy Ghost just reminded me of this. It says 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 8. It happened right here at this church. He said in verse number 8, this is Paul. He was at Ephesus. And he's in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8. This is when I turned and looked in my Bible. This is the scripture I found. And the scripture that I found actually was the same words that I heard in the Spirit. When God speaks to you, it's going to agree with the Bible. He said, Paul said in verse 8 of 1 Corinthians 16, he said, but I will tarry, I'm going to stay here at Ephesus unto Pentecost. Paul, why are you going to stay here at Ephesus until Pentecost? Because of verse 9. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Listen, if that had been most Christians, I know, and the many adversaries part would have been gone, they'd have camped, they'd have packed the truck at midnight and left Ephesus. But Paul said, I'm going to stay right here with the bad boys. I'm going to stay right here, and I'm not going to quit, and I'm not going to give up, because God has opened this door, and there ain't no devil going to close it. God has opened this door, and there is no devil that's going to close it. I'm here to tell you, God has opened the door unto you and to this house, and there is no devil that's going to close it. God has opened a door for you in your life. Many of you just look back just not long ago where you was at and where you're now, and you know that you've come a long ways, but you can't get smug in your excitement and just say, I'm going to stay here. No, you're going to get up and go on. You know, I feel like kicking some rear end tonight. I've been around Apostle David. I've been around Apostle David too much, but I just feel like kicking somebody. Let's go. Let's decide we are not going to quit. We're not going under, and the devil is not going to take us out. We're not going to let him. We're going to stand in our authority. We're going to stand in the power of God. He said, for a great door and effectual is open unto me. Well, a door has been opened unto us by the Holy Ghost, but we've got to choose to walk with it. We can run from the adversary, or we can meet him head on, face to face, toe to toe, eyeball to eyeball, and bind him in the name of Jesus and stop his works. The Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will run from you as in terror. But if you get terrified of the devil and begin to think of how big he is and what he can do, the next thing you know, you're going to be so far down, you'll be lower down than a snake's belly in the wagon's rut. Now that's pretty low, but it's time that you climb out of that gutter, time you get out of that rut, and time you get up and take a hold. Daddy called it this way, get a hold to the horns of the altar and pray heaven and earth together. I'm here to tell you, that's where we're at today, and our God is with us in a supernatural way. Said, Brother Randy, what's wrong with you? The anointing is on me, my God. The anointing. I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. In old time Pentecost, Moses parted the Red Sea. We used to part the people by running the top of the pews. My God, don't make me come down through there. But I'm telling you the truth. You can, under the anointing of God, run through a troop and leap over a wall. Yes, there's a wall. Yes, there's troops, but we're going through them because God has opened this door. A great door and effectual has been opened unto you. It's opened unto me. And yes, they're adversaries, but I don't care if they are. God opened this door, and he gave me the ability to go through this door. See, the same devil's been talking to you, same devil's been talking to me. You don't think that the devil goes to Florida and lay up on the beach while I go out and do these word and spirit meetings, do you? No, he tries to follow me around wherever I'm at and tries to shut us down and tell us that we can't accomplish God's will. But what do? We don't listen. Don't pay any attention. Just go on. What does the kids do? Na 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 na. I can't hear you. Na 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 na. You know, just keep going. But if you get to listening to him, if you get to thinking about him.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.